Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. I hope you are enjoying the first podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to Strategizing Tips for the Home-Based Business. This podcast series is a part of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks series. Ah, what a tongue twister. Today, we're going to discover, well, in the last podcast, we talked about some things to consider when starting a home-based business. Now, in this podcast, we're going to talk about a few things you'll need to do to ensure your home business is successful from the start. All right, let's get down to it, Dr. Hope. Starting a home-based business is a very important decision that you have made or will make, and there are some typical home business resources that you'll need to have in order to succeed. Yes. Today we're going to go over a few basic assets, services, or systems you'll need to put in place to make sure your business runs smoothly. So let's talk about what those resources are and what steps you need to take. A good plan. The first thing is to have a good plan. We put a good schedule in place. Now we have to have a good plan. An awesome plan put in place. Write the vision, make it plain. So a clearly laid out business plan. What are we going to do on a daily basis? What is our activities of daily structure going to look like? So without a business plan and the goals that we intend to achieve, then you cannot ensure your success. A business plan, even if it's written down on a little homemade journal or something you put together with paper or just any old notepad. This will help you map out what you need to succeed. You do not have to go and download a business plan software. If you want to, you can. But you can just write this down in order to ensure that you are taking the proper steps on a day-to-day basis. You want to map out what you need to do and how you need to get there, and set out your goals and the steps on how you plan to achieve your goals. And another thing you want to do more research. Whatever your business will need, you'll need to be well informed about it, because moving and merging into a home-based business is different from going into brick and mortar and clocking into work. Those things are already set in place. Your turn. So you'll need to do research so that you can become an expert in whatever service or product or service in the niche that you are in, and you're developing your business brand, you need to be a little bit more knowledge about how that is going to be delivered through your home-based business, and if whether or not it is a delivery service or an online service. It's up to you to set that in place, but you want to make sure you're well informed and about the industry standards and the procedures. If you're in service-based, are there legalities that you need to have put in place or certifications to be at home? Things that need to be done. You need to check with your city officials to make sure that you are in alignment with what is expected to run your home-based business. So do that research, I tell you. Now, the next one we discussed before in the last podcast is you need to set up a dedicated and designated space for your home office. Your office is very important because it separates the family from the business. Now, you need files and paperwork and things that you will need to have in your office that will ensure and increase productivity and brandability. Now, in your office, generally you need to have, in this day and age, a computer of some sort. Do not run your business over only a phone. Now, if that's all you have to start, get started. If you get a tablet along the way after that, do that. Work your way up to a computer. So you want to have that. You want to have a printer, internet access that is not ran off your phone. You want to have do your research and see what's the best internet provider and service plan for the amount of time that you're going to be spending online, or if you're delivering an online service, what kind of bandwidth will you be needing? Different things like that. Will you be needing some type of information cards, business cards? What is that you're going to need in order to have a conducive and what is going to be conducive to a more productive work environment? Sorry, I got tongue-tied on that one. But anyway, moving forward, keep in mind that sometimes you'll be working longer hours, especially in the beginning. So map out that time. And your workspace needs to be comfortable. Like I said, get a work a computer chair or a work chair that is comfortable. And maybe even if you're going to work in a corner, make sure that the desk and the legging and things are comfortable, and appropriate lighting is there so that you can deliver and produce your best work. Allocate some money towards setting up your work environment that will ensure an increased productivity and a space where you will enjoy spending time there, and you will enjoy saying that this is my office to yourself and then to others. So put that in place, your office space, and make it comfortable and make it the environment so that you can be productive. You can also make it friendly, like plants and stuff, so that make it its own separate environment if you're able to do that. Create an illusion of separatism, separate space. I should say that. Create the illusion of a separate space. Now, next you want to cover money. Money to cover the things that you're going to need. Starting out, you're going to be on a shoestring budget or a limited budget, like most people starting out with minimal investment. And how much of that, when money start coming in, will you need to stay on top and not drown or go underwater? You want to stay afloat. And what will you need? So you're going to have to sit down and go over your bills, go over your spending habits, and ask yourself, what will your business, home-based business, need to bring in or generate in order for you to stay successful? So you need to go over that and plan that out properly. Otherwise, you'll be spending out more than you're bringing in. And that is a recipe for disaster and failure. The next thing we're going to discuss is your support system. This can be your family member, but it also can be a coach, a mentor, or someone in a similar business as you on the outside. Because a lot of times when you're starting, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but many times when you're starting a home-based business, your family, your friends, your associates in your immediate circle of networking are not going to understand totally what you're doing. And so, therefore, you're going to hear a lot of negative chatter. I'll say it like that. You're going to hear some chatter that doesn't support where you're going. And so, in order to stay motivated, stay dedicated, stay positive, you want to set some circle of mentorship, some circle, even if you want to hire a coach like me. You do that for accountability, for when you need to bounce ideas off of, or when you need to consult and get redirected. It's very, not very hard, but challenging when you're starting an own home-based business to keep that balance. So you can also join your local chamber of commerce. I don't think we're doing the mingling of business-minded individuals anymore right now. But they do have online forums for people in the same industry as you, and where you can do the meetups online, and you can get that great support and then develop and build your network. Even through Facebook groups, you can join a Facebook group and create a space where people who are in the same industry as you are supporting one another, so in order to help you stay afloat so that our industry won't fail during this merge of home-based business. And another thing we want to go over is customers, your clientele. Business leads and clients are crucial. Let me say it again. Business leads and your clients are crucial to your home-based business productivity and sustainability. It is an awesome resource for future business building. So making and creating contacts and networking is very, very important, because no customer equals no income. So you need to keep a customer mindset. You are a customer gathering mindset or machine in order to create that machine of income sustainability. So you want that 10K income or that 5K income a week or a month, 5K month. Some people are doing the 5K week. So if you want that lifestyle, you're going to have to understand that it comes from your customers or your clients. So creating a relationship with your potential customers, whether you find them online, because right now we're not finding them outside like we normally would have. So you're creating the relationship online and you're building trust with them and you're sharing information, but you're not oversharing to where they're not purchasing or buying in your business. It's easy when you build a relationship, it will be easy for them to buy from you and easy for you to sustain a long-term relationship, which creates a long-term income. But ultimately, you want to be professional. The way you run your business and how you relate to your customers and how you present your brand is very, very important for long-term sustainability. Care about your appearance and how you are coming across to those who don't know you, and also to those who know you but know that this is a new venture for you. And if you keep a professional mindset and professional attitude, then they will create a mind shift and understand that you are serious about your business, and then they become your customer gathering machines as well. That's what leads us to the next one. Get help. Hire a professional if you need. Hire a coach if you need. Treat your business professionally. And sometimes you may need an accountant, which if you were at the brick and mortar working for someone else, they have a lawyer in place, accountant in place, human resource in place. They have all those things that were in place. You walked in your position, clocked in, and clocked out. Now, it is your responsibility to be these things in your business or to hire out. So think about that and how you want to ensure that the proper hiring out, outsourcing as they call it, to maintain and sustain your business is not going to be the drain to your business, but the catalyst for growth. So when you're making that choice, make sure that the decisions you make to outsource are not going to be the downfall, and that you're not outsourcing your proprietary information. Doing that is dangerous to the sustainability of your business. So be very, very, very careful of what you outsource. I'm going to say that. I've ran into issues with outsourcing and confidentiality and stealing my ideas, different things like that. So be very, very mindful of what you outsource or the information you give to people in the guise of getting help as well. So be careful. That is, as I leave you with those things, listen to the podcast again. I know I went relatively quickly. I don't want to be before you too long, but make sure you listen to the podcast again, take notes, and implement some of these things. And if you know someone who might find value in this podcast, please share it and make sure that you yourself look for your next podcast that's coming out soon, that part of this series. And we will be talking about some panic-free tips for taking your business to the internet. Let's not get worried about it. Let's get excited about it. I am Dr. Adina Hope, and I thank you for listening. And please share with your friends, family, and those who you think might need the tips and to ensure that they have a successful business startup to their business, as we all are being merged into the homes during this pandemic. Have a good, great, and wonderful day.